Unit 71, El Niño. When you live in an area for a while, you get used to its climate. You know about how cold and wet it will be in March and how warm in August. Sometimes, though, weather conditions occur that create big changes in temperature and rainfall. One of these is called El Niño. In an El Niño situation, the surface water in the eastern Pacific Ocean, near the coast of Peru, gets unusually warm. This warming occurs around Christmas. El Niño is Spanish for Christ Child. Rainfall seems to follow the warm water, so that areas around Peru get floods. But the weather change doesn't stop there. Regions to the west of the warm water, such as Australia, get very little rain and so experience drought. El Niño also influences the United States. Usually, California gets very severe rains. The middle and eastern parts of the country have winters that are much warmer than normal. El Niños have been occurring for hundreds of years, but people didn't understand what was happening. It was only in the 1960s that scientists found definite proof that warming in the Pacific affected weather elsewhere. Computers are continuing to compile information about how El Niño works. We know, for instance, that the condition occurs every 2 to 7 years. Usually it lasts for several months, though sometimes it can last for years. And its effects can vary. Some El Niños are much stronger than others. Often, an El Niño year is followed by one with a condition called La Niña. In this situation, the Pacific waters get very cold, and the weather patterns of El Niño tend to be reversed.